I was just speaking about republic, you see, republic government. Today is the day of independence, which is being celebrated by Outward Gay and etc., you see. So republic means government of the people, by the people, for the good of the people. That's the true sense of the word. This day we have seen, fortunately, but really this state has not come in, practically. The old system, old setup is there. Men have been dubbed in, excuse me if I say so. But unless they become independent of all self-interest, only they can, I think, work for the independence of others. Man is one who lives for the good of the others, with no self-interest, or maximum good he can give to the public at large. So unless a man is like that, how can that true independence come, you see? So this independence should start from self. Are we independent? First of all, no. We are bound by mind. Mind is dragged in by outgoing faculties, and out faculties are drawn by the outward enjoyments. For self-interest, self-enjoyment. How can such a man can think of the independence of the excuse me? If such like people gather together, who have got freedom, independence from outward thraldom, I would say, only such people can think of how independence can come up. So I was just at many occasions to talk on the same platform as Shastri Prime Minister tendered you to give talk. Even now I am invited, I give talks over there. So Shastri and other people used to say, had there been Gandhi here, what you would have done in this matter? So I would give him my talks always. Well, now you need the guidance of some future man. What to do? What's the way out? Who can think that? Who himself is not bound by any self-interest? Only such people can think of the good of the people at large, isn't it? So I was giving an instance of the 10th Guru of the Sikhs, you see. For guidance, he said, your scriptures are there. Power smarts are speaking through books. To understand those scriptures, you need somebody who got that very independence, you see. They have known themselves by extricating themselves from the bondage of mind, matter, and outward faculty. They are really, in two senses, world free. They are saying what they said. That is a guiding principle. And now we need somebody who can give us the right interpretation of those people. How can he give if he is still under the thraldom of the bondage of outgoing faculty? We are dragged like anything, you see. Our soul is just under control of mind, and mind is controlled by outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are drawn irresistibly by the outward enjoyments, you see. So the self-independence or freedom starts from the self. Though they have freed themselves from all these outward attachments, self-interest, you might say, in one word, only such a man can think of him, giving freedom to others, equal rights to others. So I was just thinking of 10th Guru of the Sikhs. He said, for guidance you've got all these scriptures. Password speaking through books. But unless such people meet us who have got that freedom, they cannot give you the right interpretation of the master what they spoke. The fine record of which are with us in the form of the scriptures. And also they are free. Those who are free, only they can understand the true import of the master what they said in the past. So what is the guidance that? You can have freedom of self first. When such people gather together, they can truly think of the independence of others. You see? So I told you that this independence starts from our own independence by the mind and our own faculty. If such people sit together, they can think of the good of all the world over. So what is set up, you see, as I told you, it's a for guidance are there the scriptures before you, but to understand those scriptures in the right, in the true sense, you need somebody who has got that freedom. If such a people gather together, they can think well of the good of all this, of freedom for them. So he set up three things. One, independence of soul from mind and matter. Just enable the soul to withdraw from outside, from outward attachments and draggings, I would say, by the enjoyments of the outer things. He can think of himself free. Who can give you this freedom? It is the Master, the Guru. Then fifth Guru says, the Master met me who has given me full control of my body, full control, you see. I am now the monarch of my body, you see. These outgoing faculties, these are the servants given to me, they were dragging me first, irresistibly, every time, every day. Now they are under my control. I can make the best use of them. They cannot drag me at all. When you are free, only such like free people, if they sit together, they can truly think of the freedom for them. So such like people, then the Guru says, all right, we need somebody who can give you that freedom first. That's the Guru and the Master. What he did, he infused life into a few of them, say five at the time, who could lay down their lives for the Master. So then when he dwelt light within them, fully felt the light within them, then he sat at their feet, I tell you, he sat at their feet. Well, we are all one. So we need somebody who can give us that freedom first. When he is free, you are free, then you are all equal, isn't it? He says, for spiritual things, who can ensure life, sit at his feet. Those who have been freed, they should sit together and think of the good of all people at large. So they had one kitchen for all of the followers, maybe 100. All you have to take parting food there. You know? There one home, you see, one kitchen. All income together at one place and all at work. From high to the lowest. That's the truth of the Republic, what I think can solve the problems of the world. Such like people arise from different countries, then they're averted all this going on. So in the old days, as I told you, in the courts of the kings, you see, there was always some spiritual man to guide them. The spiritual man controlled the hearts of the people at large. And the government, when you pass on his law, you see, the government consulted that spiritual man. How it affects the people at large? Because he was really free, he could give the very competent advice. So with one word of the spiritual man, the whole country was at rest. And the government used to consult him. There is no such like troubles are going on in every country now. In our own country it is like that. Everywhere. There is violence to control them. How can you? Violence can control the bodies, not the minds. Violence can control bodies, not minds. Mind can be controlled by spiritual people, you see. So that was a sort of independent government or republic for the good of the people, by the people, or a chosen few, for the good of the people at large. That is true independence. So this independence can start only from self. If I'm not, I'm bound, you see, by my personal interest or for name or fame or anything like that. How can I do full justice to the good of the people? I always, through those smoky glasses I wear on, is it not? So this is what is meant, you see, to my person, true freedom comes from there. Unless you sit at the feet of somebody who is free himself, you can be only free then. Who is himself not free, how can he make you free? So all this depends outer and inner independence on the self-reformation. Wanted reformers, not of others, but of themselves. We reform others. Though they are not reformed, so how can their words carry weight to the other people, you see? What goes out from the heart goes to the heart of the people. If this is died with unselfishness, I try to put in before you the two picture of freedom. So unless you are free yourself, you can give very, I think, your opinion which is free of all freedom, you know, all thraldom, you see. So true freedom is the freedom from the mind and outgoing faculties and outgoing judgments. Such like people only can give you free, make you first free within your own this country of your body in which you reside, you see, with so many servants working under you, the outgoing faculties. Now they are dragging you like anything. You want to control them by violence, they cannot be controlled. So first, such like people should gather together, form a little circle. Only such, they should be able to think really freedom of others. What is, you see, best criterion is how to know. That's very, I think, definite criterion is there. Don't treat others in a way that you don't like to be treated yourself. See, is that a good criterion? This is all says Christ said so, Vyas said so, all masters said so. When I don't want something for myself, why should I wish for others? This is the first criterion. All the violence are going on, why? Because there is no control of them, no control of mind. No guidance, right guidance from the people who are free. So unless such like people come up, you see, to form a real republic. There was one voter conference held here. I was there too at the president, you see. In that, they say they always blame the government. Well, government not to blame, it is we who have chosen people to govern us by giving our own votes, is it? So we can change government if we give vote to the right persons. Well, it was six items. Who should be chosen? First of all, they should be men of integrity. You follow integrity? Were two persons. Well, only vote should be given to such like people, those who know the needs of the people. What are their needs? And also they have got some back service, selfless service in the past life. When such like people are chosen, they may be chosen from any party. There are so many parties in every country. But they should serve as sons of, not of the party, but the sons of the country. Where they have to just think of the good of the people. And they should have full conviction that the government of the people, for the people, for, by the people, for the good of the people. You see? And one thing more. If they don't prove worthy of the job, now they are selected for 5 years. They will go on like passing time, so they should have the right to be recalled. Will not the government change? It's only the guidance required, you see. I was invited there by the heads of the government here. So they invited as a interpreter to give some my opinion. So I gave that opinion. Then they had that conference and these things were passed there. I told them, well, for the past 20 years experience, have you gained real republic? You see, we are not up to the mark, you see. So such like Republic Day, I'm telling you, today is Independence Day. And perhaps I'm afraid, nowhere any gathering there where they should invite spiritual people to guide them. Spiritual people are not necessarily religious people, I tell you. There's a vast difference between the spiritual and the religious people. Religious people, they are stuck fast in their own religion. To remain in a to be born in a temple is good, but to die in it is sin. You must rise above all these restrictions and see from a higher level to higher level. Those who are bound themselves, how can guide others? So I mean the men, spiritual people, not religious people. The religious people are also, they are political at all. So what I've seen is by coming in contact with them. For the last, from 57 to date, 10 or 11 years, I'm in contact with all these religious heads. So if they form some party, they are really spiritual people. They are also thinking, they are bound, they are not free, I tell you. Now they are thinking of a very big gathering of all the heads of the religions here. And they told me only the last gathering here at Rikikesh, they would choose you as a president. Well, why? You are religious, I'm not a religious man. I'm a bit on the spiritual way. That's all I can say. So they want guidance. They also want guidance. Unless such guidance is there, you cannot have the true freedom nor of mind, from mind or outgoing faculty. When you are yourself not free, how can you make others free? Those who are bound, they cannot think otherwise. You see, there's always truth through the smoky glasses they wear on. That's all. So real freedom, you see, independence, starts from the self. This is how I take it. And the good of the people can be thought of the men only who are free. From what? Self-interest, selfishness, selfish motive, first of all. Who live for the good of the other. Man is only one who lives for the good of the other. For his own sake, even the animals live, you see. They'll fight for their children against others. So such like a party when it's there, you see. This government take advice from them, consultation with them, they can give right guidance. In all these talks here, when I have to join them, they always blame government has done, government has done. Well, government has done it, you have done it. Why you give the vote to the wrong people? Is it not? I told them you can change the government in a year or so. The government is our own government, for our own good, for the good of the people. This is what I understand, for each mission, for the Independence Day. Out of gain another, that's how we should enjoy. All right, I'm now free, I'm the monarch of all I survey. Are we the monarch of all I say? No? Unless you are free, you cannot make others free. That's all right. Not inner way, not the outer way too, I would say. Because when you free yourself, you only have very clear glasses to go, see through. See? Give the right light. So such is when they say that these bricks, they are burnt in oven, you see? Which are pakka, I mean, fully burnt. Then you put in anywhere that make a strong wall, you see. If they are not burnt sufficiently, then they'll break away. So spiritual men are wanted, you see, who got like that. They may be born in any temple. That's all right, but you are risen above body consciousness. To see from that level, only such like people guidance can also make you free and also make free. All countries, all the world over, you see, they will think peace will enter all the world over. So, sachi bhai azadi ki baat mein pehle khud azad ho. Self-interest se upar aao, phir dusron ko theek tarah se samjha sako, nahi to kaise samjha sako. So, 10th Guru started that way, you see. He had one home, one kitchen, and just I gave one instant, one man came up with a bayonet, new sort of bayonet that was introduced at the time. With all a call, some man there, and I want to try the target. So, people, some old men ran up, some children ran up, some young men ran up. They wanted to, the line. You see? Old men said, well, I have seen enough of the world, I must be shot first. Young men, because they were small stature, they stood on the tops of the feet. Look here, I am young, God may know when I may end. Why should I be shot now? Such I be sacrificed, you see. Spiritual men, you see, had from those who came to them. With one word of theirs, they were all quiet. Here one instance I will quote you. There was a case here. Chandni Chowk Bazaar, the people of different party began to just open the shops and other things. They got everything burned at night. One party fighting against the other. But as I was in touch with all these religious sites, I phoned them, each one of them. They said that we can't do anything. I said, all right, you better, if you cannot control the people who come to you, well, better you go out to the jungle outside. Why are you remaining in the town? I gave them shame, you see. Then I phoned Nagpur, Gulwarka, who is head of the junction. I told such like people, they might fight for their rights, but not do inhuman things, you see. Each gave a word. And after that, nothing has happened like that. Because there's no guidance. I'm talking now both together, the worldly life and the spiritual life. Those who are free, only they can give. But those who are heads of the religion, they have got their own interest for name or fame or control or the other. How can they give you right guidance? So here I don't touch anything. It's a common ground for all to understand what is what. First spiritually, then outwardly. So on spiritual health depends the life of mind and body both. That is why I call Ruhani Adi, spiritual gathering. No worldly and no religious life. I mean bonds. Remain in your own bonds, with your heart. Just try to come up. So it is said in Bhagavad Gita, it is better to be born in a temple but to die in it, same. I may tell you one thing more, I am not here to make one religion for the whole world, no, not the least. Men have got different temperaments, you see, different modes of thinking, different backgrounds. So each man, even man is socially, he will have to form a new society. You see, if you break them, then they will have to form from their own level. So remain where you are. I have not to look to the outward symbols you are carrying on your body. You are man first, then soul, micro-gods, I would say, micro-gods. I wish you to be micro-gods, free of your bondage of mind and matter and all good faculties. Only then you can see things right, otherwise not. This is what I mean, you see, in the independent day, how I take it. Now I have guided others, those who have come to me, or I am invited. So, that very thing stands you are here for, you see. Self-reformation, freedom of self from the bondage of mind and matter and outward faculties. When you free yourself, you can see things in the right perspective. Give right guidance. When you get such like freedom, nearly we all gay, all happy, you look each other, jaya. But if you are bound by self-interest at heart of hearts, you see, for your own self-seeking interest, you cannot do it. Even the government needs guidance. You see, in the past, they were guided by the spiritual people. Well, it is all the dust of such like things that all the suffering is going on. आपको आजादी का मैंने समझ आ गई. असल आजादी पहले अपने आप से शुरू होगी, फिर दूसरों को भी आजाद कर सकते हैं. और ऐसे आदमी मिल बैठेंगे तो राइट गाइडेंस देंगे कि नहीं? जो बाउंड है बाई देयर चेयर्स एंड इंटरेस्ट, हाउ कैन यू बी राइट गाइडेंस? दे मेक यू मेक द बेस्ट व्हाट यू से best part, I will say, part of you to meet with their own interests. They make the best use of you to meet with their own interests. So that's the cause of all trouble, you see. So true independent life there.